In the name of Jesus, amen. We are using the service today to honor and recognize those who have service anniversaries. I think most of you are sitting here in the front, some of you with family. On behalf of our Concordia Seminary community, thank you for the precious work that you do in this mission of our Lord Jesus. Let me begin with a quotation from Stephen W. Smith, and this quotation comes from his book, The Lazarus Life. The Lazarus Life. Jesus knew that no smell was more distasteful than the smell of religious people. He saved his harshest criticism for the smelly right-wing adherents of the faith. The smell of adultery, theft, swindling, jealousy, doubt, and rejection of faith did not compare in Jesus' heart to the smell of self-righteousness. But true to his way of dealing with smelly people, even those who thought they were spiritually superior to others, they were welcome to be in his presence. In the third chapter of John's Gospel, we find the story of a Pharisee named Nicodemus. I'll say a little bit more about Stephen W. Smith later. And I suppose at this time I'm supposed to say that that quotation doesn't apply to you, but in fact, it applies to all of us. Concordia Seminary is a spiritually dangerous place to work. You may not, and in my experience with you, I don't know of any of you who are smelly with self-righteousness. But that doesn't change the fact that by nature we all have spiritual sweat glands that want to put out smelly self-righteousness. Now, Stephen Smith cited today's gospel lesson from John chapter 3, and let me make some comments on John chapter 3. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus, what? Nicodemus asks you a question, and you don't answer the question, you come along with something else. The key here is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. And Nicodemus had asked sight questions. He talked about the signs that Jesus did, the miracles that Jesus did, things that can be seen. There's nothing wrong with that, but Jesus moves him a little bit deeper. Jesus talks about faith. One who is born, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus directs Nicodemus and us to the unseen things, not the seen things of daily life. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." There are two births. The first of the flesh, and you and I are all born of the flesh, of things that are seen. But the second birth is the goal, the birth that is of the Spirit. It is our goal every day, not just because we were baptized in the past, but because you and I were washed again with the water of regeneration. The daily goal is that renewal and rebirth in the Spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus must have been scratching his head and saying, you know, how can I be born again? I, a man who is old. And Jesus says, the wind blows where it will, and you hear its sound. The Spirit blows where it will, and you and I hear its sound. There is no footnote in this Bible, but what Jesus says is very Lutheran. Augsburg Confession 5, the Spirit works faith when and where he pleases in those who hear the gospel. When and where the Spirit pleases. The wind blows, the Spirit blows where it will, and you hear its sound. That is why one of the most precious prayers in my life, becoming more precious every day, is do not take your Holy Spirit from me. He blows when and where he will in those who hear the gospel. That is the sound of the Spirit's work. The gospel, the words of Jesus. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Excuse me, back up. Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Jesus, Spirit, comes to us through the sound of the Word, and we believe it. Not sight, faith. Jesus, as the pre-existent Son of God, speaks of what he does know. You and I don't. He speaks of what he has seen. You and I have not seen. Jesus' word is his witness to us. The washing that we need to get that smelly self-righteousness out of us is the word, the witness of Jesus, which can only be received by faith. The seminary, as I said, is a dangerous place to work spiritually. And that is because we so easily confuse our day-to-day chores and this business of theology with our soul. What we do most of the day here on campus is our role, staff, faculty, but our role is not our soul. And our souls need to constantly hear the witness of the only one who has seen and knows the unseen things. That is why faith is important. That is why the gospel is important. That is why chapel is important. That is why the Bible on your desk is important. And that is why stopping periodically in the course of the things that are seen is so important, so that you and I do not begin to smell of self-righteousness. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Are you the president of the seminary? Are you a professor, a staff member, a student, and you don't understand these things?" We understand these things only somewhat. Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. Help us to be ever more attuned to the words and witness of our Savior. So back to Stephen W. Smith. Stephen W. Smith was a Baptist mega pastor on the East Coast. And when you talk about a Baptist mega church, you're talking about something much, much bigger than anything we have in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And to his credit, he knew that he was on a track to burn out. He confused, he said, his role with his soul, just as we here can confuse our role as seminary people with the soul, which must give account. And so he went to a man named Dallas Willard to try and get his trajectory toward burnout changed. And I'll read you what Stephen Smith says. "My instruction in listening to Jesus' love started when I began pouring out my story to Dallas Willard. After gently listening, he said, 'Steve, I'd like to ask you to make a commitment to only read the words of Jesus, just the red letters, and nothing else for the next 2 years. Furthermore, I'd like to ask you to not only preach the words of Jesus, not Paul, not Peter, not David, Moses, or any of the prophets, only Jesus. I would have normally argued with someone asking me to do such a thing. After all, the whole Bible is God's word, but this was not a time to argue. When you're broken, you're broken. I did what I was encouraged to do. I bought a red letter edition of the Bible, and it has become one of the best investments I have ever made for my soul. For the next 2 years, I simply read what Jesus said. I began with Matthew and listened to each red consonant and vowel formed words, words of life. With a turn of each page, I began to feel myself coming to life again. When I read about Jesus delighting in those he loved, I felt joy, the exuberance of life. When I read about the disciples being in the storm-tossed boat in Mark 4, I felt that Jesus was entering the storm-tossed and sinking boat and staying with me. My simple prayer became, 'Jesus, be in my boat.' I became more God-aware and at the same time more self-aware, and through this became more alive than I had ever been before. And so one of the most precious gifts I received was learning how to hear the voice of Jesus, the word of Jesus, the witness of Jesus, who knows and sees the things that you and I can only grasp at in faith." Earthly wise, fleshly wise, we know when we need to take a shower. And spiritually, I pray that you and I will wash ourselves. Wash our natural, self-righteous, spiritual sweat glands. Wash them every day with the Spirit's words in Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith. in Jesus.